There's just our learning together should be for a full shalom of my brother Moshe Tzvi and for the Simcha. And as we know, learning Torah creates a shmira for Jewish people wherever they are. Our learning should be for a shmira yaseira for all of Amcha Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for his nation. And he should help that our words of Torah together, we're doing this for you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, not for ourselves. Our words of Torah together, specifically the words of Rav Kook, the Rav of Eretz Yisrael, about Gadol HaShalom, about how great unity could be and should be for an added shmira for the Jewish people, B'chol Makom HaShehem. Before we learn the piece from Rav Kook, it's important to point out where we are in the Zman of the year, specifically in where we are towards the end of time. We just, a few days ago, celebrated Rosh Chodesh Av, which of course is the Hilula of Aaron HaKohen. This is the week of the Hilula of Aaron HaKohen. And of course, Aaron HaKohen is referred to as the Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, the one who pursued peace, who loved peace. And as the Gemara points out in several places, Aaron HaKohen used to go from house to house, would go to a husband and to a wife and say, you know, your husband said those things, but he didn't really mean it. He loves you so much. And he would go to the husband and say, you know, your wife said such and such, but she really wants to make up. Aaron HaKohen was the great pursuer and lover of peace. And the Torah tells us in source number 1 in the Ha'aros, Vayal Aaron HaKohen al Hor HaHar al Pi Hashem. Vayam HaShem b'shnas ha'arbayim. Let's say it's been in Yisrael, Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. It was in the 40th year that Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim. B'chodesh HaChamishi, in the 5th month, which is the month of Av, B'echad L'chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh Av, which we just celebrated. This is the month of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, as is Yadua, from the Svarim HaKadoshim, died Dafka, in the beginning of the month of Av, as a shmira for the Jewish people. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was buried physically opposite the Baal Peor, the place of Baal Peor, so that he could battle geographically against the spiritual Tuma. Aaron HaKohen is placed Dafka at the beginning of the month of Av in order to help us to bring about the Shalom that we so desperately need in order to bring about the Geula. And that's why Dafka, Rosh Chodesh in general, is a time of focusing on peace and fixing the Pagam of the Levana, which we know was only caused because the first Machlokas in history, the first time when somebody was trying to take something that didn't belong to them, which caused Machlokas and caused a rift in proper Shalom, was when the sun and the moon said, how can it be that I should share a crown with this person? And that machlokas led to the Pagam Halavana, which is the reason that we celebrate Rosh Chodesh, that every single month the moon disappears and gets small again. And the B'nai Saschar points out, in source number 3, that that's the reason, it's brought down in the Arizal, that that's the reason that on Rosh Chodesh, when we come to the beginning of a new month again, we say Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Vakirish Lavana, as if to say that we need to create, we need to fill up once again the vacuum that was created by that first machlokas. We need to create Shalom in a way that we won't have to have another Rosh Chodesh in the way of the moon disappearing, waxing, only to wane again, but that it'll wax to the level of the sun and it'll be like the Or Shivas Yimei Bereishis. Rav Kook, in the way that only he can, in such beautiful words, helps us to understand the Gemara in Brachos. This is really found in 2 different places in Rav Kook's writings. It's found both in his Siddur, Olas Ra'ya, in Likutim, which is what we have in front of us, but it's also found in the Einaya, in slightly different language. I thought that this was ever so slightly more beautiful, so we'll go through it together. Bezus Hashem. The Gemara begins, Amar Rav, Kol Hanosen Shalom Lechavero, Kodem Sheispal, Ki'ilu Asa Obama. Anybody who says Shalom Aleichem to his friend before davening is ki'ilu, he built a bama. He built an altar not in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, but in his backyard. He brought a sacrifice. He did something ostensibly good by saying shalom to another person. But he didn't do it kiderech ratzon chachamim, kiderech ratzon Hashem, to do it in a way where he was bringing it by the Beis HaMikdash. It's ki'ilu, he built a bama in his backyard instead of building or offering, excuse me, a karbon in the Beis HaMikdash. He should have said shalom after davening, but he said it before. How do we understand this mysterious and enigmatic Gemara? So Rav Kook begins and explains, Yisod HaShalom V'Ha'Achdos. Okay, is that right? Yisod HaShalom V'Ha'Achdos Bein Bnei Adam Yitzur Al Pi Shnei Ofani Hadrachos. The foundation of peace and unity amongst people is founded upon, is built upon the pedestal of two possible different drachim, two different ways to achieve this ultimate goal of peace and unity. Ha'echad, the first way, which is the more shallow way, which we'll discuss more in depth in a moment, is sha'adam makir shu chavrati b'tivo, is that a person recognizes that he is a social animal. He is a social being. Human beings strive for joining together with other human beings in order to better accommodate their position in this world. If each person would individually seclude themselves from the tzibor, they as individuals would not be able to reach their respective goals. And only through coming together, each of the individuals forming a massive, cohesive unit, a social faction, will they be able to individually achieve their goals. L'mashal, if a person wants to build a house, and they try to build the house by themselves, they have to become an expert in plumbing and electricity and in floor planning and architecture, and they have to do all that by themselves. But if a person wants to build an entire town, and they want to do it successfully because it's unlikely that one person will be able to master the art of both plumbing and electricity, let alone plumbing, electricity, tiling, installing ovens, or maybe that's the electrician's job, I don't know. But it's unlikely that one person will do that. You want to build a whole town, let alone one house? It's much more likely that you'll succeed if you join together with other people. You master plumbing and I'll master electricity and the third person will master tiling. Or to move more communally, you'll be the doctor and I'll be the lawyer and he'll be the teacher and she'll be the the therapist. And in order to make the world work properly, because we recognize that we are chevrati b'tivatenu, we are naturally social. We need each other in order to succeed, to perform regular functions of human beings. Therefore, we try to create peace. Because if you're fighting with me and I'm fighting with you, then we'll never be able to achieve our individual goals. Gam kol ish prati yimtza bazeh schifetz levavo. Each person, by joining together, will be able to achieve their individualistic goals through the utilitarian achievement of peace, because it's functional. It helps me. It's a utility. I'm able to get something out of that peace. Ha'ofen hazeh mitzad ha'tivyus ha'pshuta. This striving and yearning for peace, which comes about through a natural, organic, simple ratzon of a human being, because we are naturally social beings, nimtza gam etzle shochelka. This is the most important line that Rav Kook is saying right here. This natural urge to become social beings exists, it's nimtza, gam etzle shochelka. It exists even by people who forgot that there's such a thing as God. Even by people who don't believe in the concept of God, they can still attach themselves to this notion of a social construct in order to achieve their own ends. And therefore, of course, in the thought of Rav Kook and in the thought of any thinking person, that's going to be a severely inferior model than one which is only capable of operating on the level of one who believes in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just to understand the difficulty and the danger of what Rav Kook is talking about here, and why this type of unity, this type of shalom, is what we can refer to as a koach ha'achdos hamazuyaf, a false or a fake type of shalom, a forgery, a shadow, a spirit demoned of what true peace and true unity should look like. Just in order to understand that, let's look at a few sources in the Ha'aros, where we see in other, like we always try to do, try to flesh out what Rav Kook is really trying to get at over here. The first, of course, is an open Mishnah in Maseches Avos. Please, please, join us. The first is an open Mishnah in Maseches Avos. Have a Zehirin Brashus. I know you want to, but you have to guard the fort.
What is it?
Yeah, I said you have to guard the fort.
To what again?
To guard, to guard. You have to guard the front. You know, you're keeping us safe so we can
learn
the Torah. We're learning Rav Kook.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay, next time, next time. Next time, next time.
Okay, whatever.
Heavy Zehirin Bereshus. Heavy Zehirin Bereshus. A person should be careful of the government. Shein Makarvin lo la'adam el tzarech atzman, nirin kohavim b'shas hanasan, vein omdim lo adam b'shas tachako. A person should be careful of governments. Because even though the United States tells Eretz Yisrael, we have your back, and even though the government says, we'll take care of you, that's only when they get something good out of you, when they get an island of democracy in the middle of a turbulent Middle East. But as soon as they're not happy and it's not good for their business, so they turn the other way. Nirin kohavim b'shas ha'nasan. At a time when it's good for them, they seem like they love you. Ve'in omdim lo adam b'shas tachako. In other words, a peace or a unity, a shalom or an achdus, which is based upon a foundation of, this is good for us. Meaning, it's good for you and it's good for me. We'll give you some money. You'll be an island of calm amongst a turbulent ocean of insane people who want to kill each other. And this is good for us. But as soon as it's not good for us anymore, so then it's an avasha taluya b'davar. This natural, organic, but flawed, undivine type of peace is flawed because it's taluya b'davar. It's taluya on what can I get out of it. And when I can't get something out of it, so it falls apart. This idea is echoed by the great tzaddik, the Rebbe Melech, in the Sefer Noam Melech in the Lakutei Shoshana in the back, where the Rebbe Melech explains a different Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in source number 5, Ezihi machlokas shi l'shem shamayim. What is an example of a machlokas which is l'shem shamayim? This is a machlokas between Hillel and Shammai. And what's a machlokas that's einu l'shem shamayim? What's a machlokas which is not l'shem shemayim? This is a machlokas between Korach v'Adasa, between Korach and his chevra, who came to attack Moshe and Aaron. And many different people ask this question. The same answer is actually given by the Malbim in his commentary to Parshas Korach. But the Rebbe Reb Melech points out what the Malbim points out, and many people ask this question, that the Mishnah seems to have a glaring difficulty. I understand what it means, a machlokas, which is l'shem shemayim, is the machlokas of Hillel and Shammai, because they were arguing with one another. But what does it mean that a machlokas, which is not l'shem shemayim, is Korach v'Adah? So Korach and his Eda were not arguing with each other, they were arguing against Moshe Rabbeinu. What it should have said, what's a machlokas that's not l'shem shemayim? That's a machlokas between Korach and Moshe, or Korach and Aaron, or Korach v'Adaso and Moshe, or Korach v'Adaso and Aaron. But Korach v'Adaso were not the ones who were fighting against one another. So as I said, there are many answers to this question. Some say it wouldn't have been fair to say, what's a machlokas, which is not l'shem shemayim, Korach and Moshe, because Moshe was l'shem shemayim. Moshe didn't get involved in this not l'shem shemayim, so therefore it was forced to say Korach v'Adaso. But the Noam HaMelech is a beautiful yisod, which helps us to understand what Rav Kook is talking about. Koach ha'achdus ha'mezuyaf. Koach ha'achdus, which is based on a false premise that we are getting together because of some utilitarian, functional need of what do I get out of this shalom. Gadol HaShalom, but it's only a shalom which is based on my needs. Says the Noam HaMelech, when you have two people who are warring together against a third party, if it's not l'shem shemayim, if it's not a peace which is based on divine peace, which we'll talk about in a moment, if it's a koach, it's an achdus hamezuyaf, which is just coming from a teva of being a naturally social, chevrati b'tivo being, so then by definition, the people who seem to be on the same side are actually fighting against each other. Shammai and Hillel, who were arguing, they were on opposite sides, but they were really on the same team. It was a machlokas, which was l'shem shemayim, and therefore they were both on the same team. They were on team MS. They were on team trying to understand Amito Shel Torah be'omek shebe'omek. And therefore, even though they were arguing and warring with one another, be'etzem they were on the same team, and that's why it's a machlokas l'shem shemayim, and it's sofo l'iskayim, and the end it lasts. What's it that lasts? The machlokas isn't lasting, but the relationship between Hillel and Shammai is a lasting relationship because it's based on a foundation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's based on a foundation of MS. It's based on a foundation which we want to last. Because really, we're on the same team. We're on the team of trying to achieve Kvod Shammai. But the Machlokas, which is not Lashem Shemayim, it's Korach Va'adaso, Korach coming with all of his chevra to come attack Moshe and Aaron. But the truth is, each of them has their own agenda. They understand that by coming together, they can try to topple Moshe and Aaron more successfully than if they did it alone. But Be'etzem, Korach wanted to be Kohen Gadol, and each of the chevra who came with him wanted to be Kohen Gadol, and they were really fighting with each other. They appeared to be on the same team, but a machlokas which is not Lashem Shemayim is actually a machlokas which is Einul Sofo L'Skayim. The machlokas will wage on, but the relationship won't wage on. And the Noam HaMelech says that's why Korach va'Adasa are placed on the same side. Because even though you would think to say Korach was fighting with Moshe or Aaron, it's not true. Korach was actually fighting with his Eda, because they were actually not on the same team, even though they had the same approach towards the machlokas between Moshe and Aaron. And for this reason, we find over and over again that people who seem to be on the same team are really not, because it's not coming from a place which is based on a divine relationship of shalom. It's not based on a divine mandate for achdus, but it's based on some, as I keep saying, utilitarian or functional need, which ultimately pales in comparison to the true shalom, which we'll talk about in a moment. Just one or two more examples of this. In Sefer Shmos, back-to-back parshios, in parshios Beshalach and Yisro, we find one more famous than the other, but this is where the Torah, this is where the yesod of this particular teaching comes from. We find, which is the more famous one, that the Pasuk tells us in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Beis, in Sefer Shmos and Parshas Yisro, Vayisu mirifidim vayavo midbar Sinai, vayachanu bamidbar vayichan shom Yisrael neged ha'har. The Jewish people come together, they encamp one next to the other, and become a single unit. Vayichan shom Yisrael neged ha'har, Rashi points out, Vayichan is lashon yachid. This is a singular expression of the unity of the Jewish people. And Rashi points out the famous words, Ki ish echad b'lev echad. One people with one heart. Ki ish echad, like one man, b'lev echad with one heart. And all the Sfarim talk about how this is a foundational yisot, a Kabbalah Satorah, in various different ways, how Achdus is a prerequisite to Kabbalah Satorah and to the Halde of Shavuos. And there's a lot of Torahs in the Sfarim around Shavuos time about that. But before we pat ourselves on the back too much, we have to look and just see that the parsha before this has the exact same kemat, the exact same praise, or the exact same expression of achdus coming from none other than Mitzrayim. In source number 8, this is Sefer Shmos Perek Yudal Pasuk Yud. Uparo hikriv vayisol bnei Yisrael aseinayim. Paro came close, and the Jewish people lifted up their eyes. Vihine Mitzrayim nasa achreihem nasa lashon yachid. They traveled together after chasing after the Jewish people. Vayiru ma'od vayitzaku bnei Yisrael Hashem. And the Jewish people were afraid very much, and they screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nasa achreihem, Rashi points out, almost with the exact same lashon, belev echad ki ish echad, with one heart, like one person. The exact same words, just if you look carefully, you'll see that it's flipped in the opposite order. As opposed to being described as ki ish echad belev echad, like one man with one heart, it's described as one heart, like one man. What is the distinction between this, and why is this something which is a praise of Am Yisrael and Lav Dafka, the same praise for the Mitzrayim? And the answer is based on everything that Rav Kook was saying before. When it comes to the Jewish people, so the expression is that we are ki ish echad belev echad. We're like one people with, we're like one person, ki ish echad belev echad, with one heart. In other words, we are be'etzem ki ish echad, because our shalom, our achdus, as we'll talk more about in a moment, is an achdus which is be'etzem coming from the fact that we are all brothers and sisters of Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, of one Father in Heaven. And therefore, ki ish echad, we are like one person, be'etzem, before anything else. And then afterwards, belev echad, and we happen to have one goal of uniting here tachas ahar in order to receive the Torah. But the fact that we're united is be'etzem in who we are. It happens to be that right now we all have the same goal of trying to receive the Torah. But we're ki'ish echad first and foremost. When it comes to the Mitzrim, however, so the relationship between this social faction, this chevrati betiva, this natural coming together, only happens when there's an excuse. It's an ava sheteluya b'davar. And therefore, we're belev echad ki ish echad. It's only what by the mitzrim, when they're belev echad, when they have one goal and one heart united in some mission, that they actually become ki ish echad. But it's not be'etzim who they are, because it's not a divine mandate, but it's to fulfill some functional, useful purpose of coming together. It's not a real shalom. It's not a real peace. So now we'll go back to Rav Kook. So Rav Kook picks up on the right side of the page. It's about 10 lines down. The last 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. First one in the line is Gam. L'mala mizeh hi ha'adracha mitzad ha'hekra pnimi b'chifetz elyon. Now we move to the real type of shalom and unity. And this is so, so beautiful. Rav Kook's words here are quite moving. L'mala mizeh, above this forced, forged, not forced, natural, but unconscious and not divine type of peace. L'mala mizeh is a hadracha, is a way of acting and a way of unifying mitzara heker apnimi b'chifetz elyon, which comes from a recognition, an inner recognition of an elevated desire, of some chifetz elyon, some desire of God on high. Shehu l'tachlis ha-shalom v'achdus bein ben adam, b'nei adam, me'achar shekulanu achim anachnu miyuchasim l'avinu shebashamayim, which comes from this inner recognition, a deep-seated recognition, and a focused consciousness that a person hits himself over the head with the recognition that if my Father in heaven is my Father in heaven, that means that we are all brothers. That we are achim anachnu because we're miyuchas to one Father in heaven. Va'yidei ha-shalom va'achdus yatzu l'or kol ha-chamudos ha-gedolos shel shlomenu ha-chachmim ha-tzedek v'ha-misharim. This type of peace leads to all different types of perfection in wisdom and in righteousness and in straightforwardness. Va'ofen hazeh yitkonein rak al yidei ha-kor v'kavod shamayim u'beromus ha-ashkach ha-elukis. This type of peace, which stems from and is built upon the platform of a divine mandate, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's desire, is a corollary to our understanding and our recognition that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being mashkiach the world, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be together and to create a peace, a lasting peace. V'chein gadol ha'avana behemshech kiyum shal shtei hadrachim ha'il. When a person thinks about these two different ways, as we just pointed out, ha'achdus sheba mipnei drishas tova shal kol yachid, when each individual is looking out for his own benefit, for his own, what can he get out of the relationship? So then, ha'materes avas kol yachid la'atzma. The goal is that each person should get what he wants for himself. Hi ha'achdus mikris. It's a happenstance type of achdus. It's a mikra dika achdus. She is so that he avas haprata atmos. It's each individual who's in love with himself, not in love with the tzibur. The ain sofalis kaim, and that can't last because it's an avas shetuliyu b'davar. Ki ain la merkaz amiti. It doesn't have a true binding center force. V'gam kisha achdus l'chorim miskadeles sofalis shalheves sinal l'milchamas achim. This type of achdus will eventually spiral out of control and will combust into a humongous flame of a war amongst brothers, a civil war. We also kol yachid moshech lanas atzmo, exactly like you found by Korach v'Adasu, each one fighting to be the Kohen Gadol. Aval ha'achdus sheba mitzad ha'akar be'erech ha'tachas ha'elyon. But the achdus which comes, excuse me for going so fast now, because I don't want to go forever. An achdus which is stemming from the tachas ha'elyon, sheba rak al yedei shalom ha'brios, which comes from a recognition that the Shalom Habrios is the Yesod that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Bechlal ha'emes v'sofa l'iskayim, that will last and that will be a true type of peace. Ukarabos yamea, and with the passage of many days, with a lot of time, kein tosef with this gadol v'tzchadik. Not only will it not self-combust, not only will it not explode, but it will grow more strong and more great as time goes on. Al kein biyoso al admasenu. Therefore, while we are on our place. I mean, here Rav Kook is finally going to explain the Gemara. While we are on our, while we are al admasenu, while we're in Eretz Yisrael, ubeis olamenu, Bibinyano. And our the Beis Olamim of the Beis Hamikdash is Bibinyano Hayamakom Merkas HaAchdus. There's a center point of Achdus in the world. Ne'esru Habamos Bepratius. And therefore, the individual's carbon, as lofty as his individual carbon might be, and his desire to create some sort of spiritual roshem on the world by bringing a carbon in his backyard, Gam Ken Has Achdus She'echola Liyos. Even though it's true that by the bamos you can gather together small groups of people and have a little barbecue in your backyard and have a spiritual rendezvous in your backyard, you're missing out on that fundamental underpinning of having a central station of unity in the world like the Beis Hamikdash provides. It's only when a person has this central force, this central place of meeting, where all Jews can come together and under one umbrella of the Beis Hamikdash, in that place does the Ratzon Hashem really become manifest. Listen to how beautiful this is. A person who says Shalom Aleichem to his friend before davening is making a statement, even if he's not making the statement with his lips, he's making the statement with his lips. With saying Shalom, he's not making the statement fully with his lips, but what he's implying is She'enu makir she'esoda Shalom v'kimu talihu rak bakaras das Hashem. How can a person say Shalom Aleichem to another person without first checking in with the Merkaz HaShalom, with the center field of Shalom, with the platform upon which all Shalom is built, HaKadosh Baruch himself? The only way that Shalom can last is if a person first understands that Shalom is a divine mandate. It's not something that we do because it helps us to have a better position in life, or our houses will be nicer because we're not doing it all on our own. Lo ba'ofen mikri ki im b'kiyum atzmi. This is not something which happens by mistake, but it happens because of the etzem of who we are, that we are achim and achos to each other because of our connection to our Father in heaven. V'choshef hu li yaseir ha-shalom mitzad ha-akara ha-tivis bilvada. This type of shalom is a true type of shalom, which won't be able to lead to any pirud. And this is exactly the pshat and what it means. Kol anosin shalom l'chavir kodem she'yispalel. If you do it before tefillah, then you run the risk of having a shalom which is based on a utility, on a functionality, which is sofo not to be miskayin. As opposed to after davening, a person is able to check in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, and then his peace will be a lasting peace. Let's just finish up by seeing a few ideas where we see this idea in other svarim, so that we'll be able to tie it in A, to the Parsha, and B, to the Zman that we're in right now. The Maharal says this idea explicitly. Many of the ideas of Rav Kook are based on the teachings of the Maharal, so we're not surprised to find almost this identical idea. Again, he's not speaking about this Gemara, but this basic Yisod. And that is, like the Maharal writes in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Lamed Ches, on page 3, source number 12. The Maharal writes, Vida, you should know. And as Rav Judah said last night, even if you don't always feel it, you have to know this, because that's how you can have at least a chance of feeling something, if you know it. So even if it's in our latent memory, we have to know. Veda, we should know, ki asher hu me'achid Yisrael hu Hashem Yisbarach. What is the source, what is the force that wields together all of the Jewish people, that makes us bound together as one? That's HaKadosh Baruch himself, asher hu echad, that Hashem is one, v'hu Elokeihem. The reason, says the Maharal, that there can only be one Am Yisrael. We could imagine that it would be, I think all you have to do is look at the movement of Chabad Shlichus, and you see that maybe it would have been good if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have made many different nations who are all responsible for spreading his great name in the world. He would have had, the Am Yisrael from Frankfurt, and the Am Yisrael from Maui, and the Am Yisrael from this town, and this town. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made different parts of Am Yisrael, and there could have been multiples of us. But says the Maharal, it's impossible that a person should have an Am Yisrael which is more than one, because the source of our Achdus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. When we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, then Am Yisrael becomes one. And that's exactly, says the Maharal, what we say in Tfilas Minchan Shabbos, Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Because what is the source of our Achdus? What is the source of Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz? It's dafka, the fact that ata echad v'shimcha echad. The more a person understands this, the more we try to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our source, the more we'll be able to see that we are connected to one another, and that we are be'etzem, not separated from each other. The Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, another major source for Rav Kook's writing, it's Yadua that Rav Kook in his dining room which if you still go there now today, you can see it. I don't think it's the original picture, but they still have in Beit HaRav, in Yerushalayim, right on Rav Kook Street. If you want to know how to get there, you go down Rehov Yafo and you make a left or a right, depending on which side you're coming from, by the shoe store and go up to Rav Kook's house. It's beautiful. You can stop off by the Tehillim Museum, by Rav Moshe Berger over there. You should live and be well. And then you can get lunch by the Tikkun House, a good Mahadran restaurant. So you can make a whole day out of it. So the Rav Kook, and you can go look in Rav Kook's dining room, he had a picture of the Alter Rebbe, and he had a picture of the Vilna Gaon, because he was trying to bring together those two worlds. And the Alter Rebbe writes in Sefer Tanya and Perek Lev, the heart of Sefer Tanya, the source for trying to explain how the Jewish people can be united in our hearts, says the Baal Tanya, Lios gufo nivaza v'nimos be'inov rak. When a person is mevaza the body and doesn't see the body as the ikkar, but sees the ikkar simcha in his life as the simchas ha nefesh, and he recognizes that he is a soul that happens to be in a body and not a body that happens to have a soul. And when a person recognizes that more and more, says the Alter Rebbe, the more a person does that, zuderech yishara v'kala, this is the straight and easy path, lavoli dekiyam mitzvos v'haftol recha kamocha. The more a person recognizes that he is a soul and not a body, the more he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah v'haftol recha kamocha l'chol nefesh mi'yisrael l'migadol v'yad katan, from the big until the small. Because a person who recognizes that he's a soul and not a body realizes that even though we're disparate bodies, it's all one neshama, all coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The basis for true v'ahavta recha kamocha, the basis for what Rav Kook is saying, true shalom, true peace between people, the true unity between people, is davka when we recognize that we are souls and not bodies. Therefore, it is only when our shalom and our achdus is based on a divine mandate, which is based on a recognition of Avinu Sheva Shamayim, that we could successfully be achim and achot. This idea is extremely relevant this week, as we're going to read in the Parsha, In Sefer Dvarim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chavtes, Ubakashtem Misham Es Hashem Elokecha Umatzasa Ki Sidreshenu B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it will come a time that no matter how far off the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, no matter how far off you think you've gone and how far off you go, Ubakashtem Misham Es Hashem Elokecha, Hashem will seek you out, Umatzasa, and He will find you, Ki Sidreshenu B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha. He will find you and he will seek you out. Says the Meshech Chachma in such beautiful words. The Meshech Chachma writes that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeking us out, when we're scattered and we're not connected to the divine, when Hashem has to look for us because we're hiding away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then He has to address us in the plural. Ubakashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha. Hashem will in plural seek you, plural, out because you are not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's looking for you because you're hiding from Him. Umatzasa, but when he finds you, it'll be in the singular. Matzasa is the singular. Then he will find you united together. Because a peace which is based on a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a peace which is lasting, and is not a peace which is a koach ha'achtos ha'mezuyof, but is a koach ha'achtos ha'amiti, which is yotzei me'es Hashem Yisbarach. For that reason, perhaps we can explain a makor, which I was so happy to find in this particular sefer, but it is brought down in other sfarim as well. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe I first heard this not from the Otzos HaMusar where we have it in front of us in Surah 16, but I think the first time I ever heard this was from my brother, so it should be his chus for his refuah, that in Surah 16, it's quoted by Rav Moshe Tzuriel in the Otzos HaMusar, I was so glad to come across it, that he quotes from the Kamarna Rebbe in the Heichal HaBracha, that the gematria of Vahavta L'Recha Kamocha Ani Hashem is exactly numerically equivalent to Vahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. That the source for a person's v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, he doesn't say it exactly in this way, but in light of what we're learning here from Rav Kook, and from the Meshech Chachma, from the Baal Tanya, and from the Maharal, and all the tzaddikim, that a v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, ani Hashem, which is based on v'ahavta Hashem l'kecha, is a lasting type of ahava. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is numerically equivalent to v'ahavta Hashem l'kecha, because without the platform of v'ahavta Hashem l'kecha, you will not have a fully functional v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. We started with Aaron HaKohen, and we'll come back to Aaron HaKohen. But before we see the words of the Sfas Emes so beautiful and end with Aaron HaKohen, who's the mainstay of this particular month, who's Yortzeit on Rosh Chodesh Av, is the protective device to help to bring about a nation of Jewish people who are Oyev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom. Let's just see one more idea. A litmus test to know if our love of each other is a shalom, which is based on the first model of Rav Kook, which is the lesser model, or is a more deep model, which is based on the divine imperative for Shalom. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, we quoted already from the Baal Tanya, now we'll quote from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in order to even things out, because as I told you, Rav Kook had both the pictures of the Gra and the Baal Tanya in his dining room. So so Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim, in sources 18 and 19, comments on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. It's also a good thing to learn Pirkei Avos during the summer, and Baruch Hashem, we've had three Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos in this year. Ben Zoma Omer, Ben Zoma said, Ezu Mechubar. Who is a Mechubadik person? Who is the person who is worthy of honor? HaMechabed is Habrios, someone who honors the creations. Shenemar ki mechabdai echabed ubozai yekalu. Those who honor me, I will honor, and those who disgrace me will be made light in my eyes. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Eizeh mechubad, who is the person deserving of honor? HaMechabed is Habrios. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, how do you know if your honor is a true honor? How do you know if it's an honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it's just because you happen to like this person? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner, I believe I first heard this from Rav Simon, it's also recorded in the Sefer Emrei Baruch, so I know that I definitely learned it from Rav Simon, but I think I first heard it from him as well. Ezu mechubad mechabed es habrios. You know that your kavod is coming from a divine place as opposed to coming from a selfish, utilitarian value if you're mechabed es habrios. If you're mechabed everybody. If you're not mechavid some people and you are mechavid other people, so then you know that this is coming from a real place because you're mechavid everybody because you say this person is not less than this person because they're all children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're all made b'tzelem elokim. And as he writes, ki amar bilvavo halo b'tzelem elokim heima v'heima, both the people who are pechusim imenu and the people who are greater than me. I don't have over awe for the people who are greater than me because they're children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I don't have lack of respect for people who are quote unquote lesser than me because they're also b'tzelem elokim. The chomashe bara, that's why the focus is on habrios, anything that was created by Hashem, lo bara el chvod, this isn't about me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is about you. Kol anosin shalom kodesh respalel, anybody who gives shalom to his friend before he davens, it's not possible that person can base it on a divine imperative, and therefore it's like he built a bama, created some subculture of Shalom, but not based on the Merkaz Ha'olam of the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll end with Aaron HaKohen, the Sfas Emes, in source number 17 from Parshas Maaseh, just a few weeks ago, just last week. The Sfas Emes points out that Moshe and Aaron are not just people, but they're emblematic. They are not just symbols, but they're be'etzem, reflections of a reality in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu is a reflection of the reality of the world of Torah, and Aaron is a reflection of Beis HaMikdash. Two, like it says always in the Zohar about different things, Trei Rein Delom Espardin, two friends that are always brought together, as is brought down in the Sifrei Maharal, that Torah and Beis HaMikdash always are found together. He gives one example. Sha'al Beis Eilu Mavakshim, we ask every single day, She'ibane Beis HaMikdash, the two of them are bound together, Moshe and Aaron. Moshe is the Torah. He received the Torah. Aaron HaKohen is, of course, the Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu Horid HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who pulls the Torah from up down to us. Aaron HaKohen, who Yisod Beis HaMikdash HaKarbonos, Shuis Karvis HaTachtonim Lamala. He's the one who brings from the Karbonos from below and brings it back up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe and Aaron together are uniting heaven and earth. Umisas Aaron, Aaron HaKohen's death, which took place on Rosh Chodesh Av, and whose month is the month of Aaron HaKohen, the month of Av. Mises Aaron Ksiv Batorah Vayal B'Rosh Chodesh Av. He goes up in the fifth month on the first day. Kadesh Hezchuso Yamad Lano, like we said, we're reading it inside now. Bezeh Hazman HaShafel, during this dark and difficult time for the Jewish people, Befrat this year, and Bechlal always for the Jewish people during this time. Kenyan Di'is of Moshe Rabbeinu Shenik Bar Mul Beis Peor, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was buried opposite Baal Peor. Lahagin bezeh hamakom hashafel mikol makomos kein hukon Aaron lahagin bezeh chodesh. So too Aaron HaKohen stays at the beginning of this month in time in order to act as a protection, not just for the beginning of the month, but for the whole month, at least up until Tu B'Av, when things reverse themselves. Ubezchuso nizke lebinyan beis hamikdash ki beis hamikdash necher v'ayidei sinas chinam, because of course the reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was sinas chinam, was the destruction of the Jewish people based on a lack of shalom. V'aron hu hefach zeh legamri, Aaron HaKohen who's rodef shalom, who had a shalom which was based, Aaron HaKohen, certainly his activities for shalom happened after tefillah, and therefore he's emblematic of the Beis HaMikdash, not chas v'shalom of Bamos. And I'll end with one little maisa. The Beis Yisrael of Ger, the Ger Rebbe, who had activities in Eretz Yisrael, was around in Eretz Yisrael after the Jews were trying to get together, and there was, of course, the massive aliyah after and during the Holocaust, and Jews were trying to get together. A lot of literature was pumped out at that time, halachic literature, and the Sefer Binyan Tzion and many other Sfarim, trying to figure out if there was some way that the Jewish people would be able to bring karbanos in the... There was no Bisa Mikdash, but in the Makom of the Mikdash. And specifically, there was always a push, as there still is today. Just to interrupt one anecdote with another anecdote, when I was in Reshit, so there was a story going around that a few years prior to that, Rav Simcha Hachbaum, should be blessed for all his efforts protecting the Jewish people who lives in Hebron, a great, great Jew. So Rav Simcha Hachbaum is a Rebbe at Reshit, and one of the guys who was in a shir a number of years before I was there, was getting ready to go to take his parents, who were visiting around Pesach time, I think, to go take them to Night Seder in Reshit, or just to go on some, maybe it wasn't around Pesach time, maybe it wasn't connected to this Pesach Inyan, but he was going to Night Seder, and as they were getting ready to leave the hotel to go back to Beit Shemesh, take a cab to Beit Shemesh for Night Seder, they had the television on in their room, and they saw on the television on like whatever channel, Arutz Sheva News, they saw Rav Hachbaum being escorted by police into a police car. He was being escorted into a police car, and he said to his parents, I don't think I'm having shir tonight. Rav Hachbaum is known for his activities on behalf of Am Yisrael. So Rav Hachbaum always goes to try every Pesach to try to bring a Korban Pesach on the Makom HaMikdash. And this is based on the literature that was written at the time that they were trying to figure out, is there a way to bring the Karbanos, at least the Korban Pesach, in the Beis HaMikdash, even without the Beis HaMikdash in the Makom HaMikdash. And literature was being written back and forth, and people were saying, you know, are the Big Day Kahuna Ma'akiv? Is the Mizbeach Ma'akiv? Is the Makom Ma'akiv? Tumen Tahara, all these different things, so much literature going back and forth about the possibility of bringing the Korban Pesach. And one of the very outspoken voices during this entire campaign, not just from a halachic perspective, but from other perspectives, was the Beis Yisrael of Ger. And the Beis Yisrael at one point made the following very scathing remark, which still plagues us to this day, and we're davening. This story is not just a story, a nice way to end the shir, but it's a tefillah. That the Beis Yisrael said that everybody's talking about are the Big Day Kahuna Ma'akev? Is this Ma'akev? Do we need a Mizbeach? Is the Makom Mizbeach Ma'akev? He said, but for the entire discussion to get off the ground, everybody knows, and this is the center discussion, everybody knows that in order for this entire discussion to get off the ground, you have to get around the issue of the fact that we're Tamei Meis and we don't have a Paraduma. So everybody knows that the Gemara says that when it comes to a Karban Tzibor, so Tuma Hutra B'Tzibor, Tuma becomes Hutra, becomes pushed off, and at least it becomes Mutter, to bring a Karban if it's a Karban Shel Tzibor. And the Beis Yisrael said that everybody's trying to figure out if the Big Day Kahuna are Ma'akev, if the Mizbech is Ma'akev, if all this is Ma'akev. He said, but the fundamental yisod of what allows us to bring the Karban Pesach is if there's a Tzibor. And Tumah is only Hutra B'Tzibor, and where's the Tzibor? Everyone's fighting with each other. Everyone has, not in Halacha, it's good to fight in Halacha. Milchamta Shel Torah, like we saw together in the Kolel, is a yisod to destroy Milchama in the world. But people are fighting with each other over such silly, petty things. And this fighting that's going on in the world is causing there to not be a Tzibor. So Tumah is only Hutra B'Tzibor, and where's the Tzibor? I don't see a tzibor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be zilcha to be a tzibor, and not just a tzibor which is based on some chavrati b'tivo, not just some social, animalistic, natural, organic desire to come together in order to better fulfill our roles as individuals so that we can make the most out of our physical world, but rather to be shluchim l'makom, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Shebashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father in Heaven, and by dint of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Shebashamayim, we're zilcha to see that we are both brothers and sisters, Ad Bias Kol Tzedek, and the Binyan Bis HaMikdash, so we'll be zilcha to not a Shalom, which is building a Bama, but a Shalom which comes after Tefillah, which is the Binyan Bis HaMikdash, Mehir Dino Amin V'Amin, Shkoyach. Amen.